And Joe Palca. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya called on European leaders to impose targeted economic sanctions on supporters of President Alexander Lukashenko after police stepped up violence against protesters over the weekend. Police in Minsk used tear gas, rubber bullets, and stun grenades to disperse tens of thousands of demonstrators on the 14th straight weekend of protests since a disputed presidential election on August 9th that Lukashenko says he won. Germany and the European Union are looking into ways to increase pressure on the Belarusian leadership after the Sunday crackdown and the death last week of a 31-year-old anti-government protester. Top government officials in Afghanistan are downplaying reports the United States may be planning to withdraw U.S. troops, saying local forces are independently conducting almost all security operations across the country and rely only on a small aerial support from foreign partners. U.S. media reports say President Donald Trump intends to reduce the number of American troops in Afghanistan to 2,500 from the existing 4,500. The U.S. and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks now for quite some time. Filippo Grandi, the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees, explains the stakes.
If this violence continues, there will be more displacement everywhere in Afghanistan. And if, God forbid, I hope not, if this peace effort collapses, then we could see a big humanitarian disaster in the country.
An Afghan man pleaded not guilty on Monday in Manhattan federal court to six counts related to the 2008 kidnapping of a U.S. journalist and two Afghan nationals in Afghanistan. Haji Najibullah faces charges including kidnapping, hostage taking, and using machine gun to further violent crimes. This is VOA News.
This is a dangerous virus which can attack every system in the body.
With the world now over 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says that too many countries are disregarding the magnitude of the crisis.
Those countries that are letting the virus run unchecked are playing with fire.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus expressed concern about the rapidly growing numbers during a news conference Monday from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
First, there will be further needless deaths and suffering. Second, as we featured 2 weeks ago in a press conference, we're seeing a significant number of people experiencing long-term effects of the virus. Third, health workers in particular are facing extreme mental health pressure.
Dr. Tedros welcomed the news from U.S.-based drug maker Moderna that its potential coronavirus vaccine was found to be nearly 95% effective, but said the world could not be lulled into complacency. A top Georgia official says Senator Lindsey Graham had asked him about possibly tossing ballots. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this report.
With Georgia election officials conducting a hand recount of votes cast in the presidential election, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tells the Washington Post U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In Georgia, when voters return an absentee ballot, they have to sign an oath on an outer envelope. County election office workers are required to ensure the signature matches a signature on the absentee ballot application and one in the voter registration system. Graham said Monday he was trying to find out how the signature stuff worked. With nearly 5 million votes cast in Georgia in the presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ethiopia's prime minister says the final and crucial military operation will launch in the coming days against the government of the country's rebellious northern Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, in a social media post, says a 3-day deadline given to the Tigray region's leaders and special forces has expired today. Abiy, the last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, continues to reject international pleas for dialogue and de-escalation in the 2-week conflict in the Horn of Africa. And Hurricane Iota has roared ashore as a dangerous Category 4 storm along almost exactly the same stretch of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast that was devastated by Hurricane Eta 13 days ago. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.